Rabbi Lam says, the whole world is a wedding. That's what he says, gave his drasha many years ago. The whole world is a wedding. What does that mean exactly, that the whole world is a wedding? So he suggests two possibilities. The first possibility is the whole world is a wedding, in that wedding is quick. You spend a lot of time preparing it. And by the time it's over, you feel like you blinked your eyes and you missed it. And it's so hard when you've spent months preparing for something, and in just a moment, it feels like it's all over. And he says that that's what life is. Life is just like that. With a blink of an eye, we go from being young to not so young, and another blink of an eye, we're old, and before we know it, our lives are over. That's one possibility. And I think that the message there is, live life to the fullest, take advantage, seize the opportunities, both spiritually and physically. But he gives another answer. It's a Hasidic interpretation that suggests the following. The whole world is a wedding. It's true. And that's amazing. There's so much going on. Think about a wedding. You have the food, you have the chuppah, you have the flowers, the handshakes, the music. There's so much going on. And yet, if one critical piece is missing, the whole thing is a sham and it doesn't make sense. And that's if there's no chasen and kala, there's no bride and groom. Imagine if you showed up to a wedding and there was no bride and groom. So what is it? It's a very fancy party, but instead of it being, this is a beautiful thing, it's gluttonous eating. Instead of it being the pictures being meaningful, it seems completely absurd. That, he says, is another possible way of looking at the fact that the world is a wedding. What does that have to do with anything? So he suggests a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says it ties so much into the idea of our parashiyot. What is going on? The moment at a wedding that matters is when the woman hears those magical words from the man, Hari at mikudeshet li. In the Gemara and in the Torah, lakach is a terminology used for marriage. But Lam points out there are four languages of Geula, and the last one is Vilakachti. It's true, Votseiti, Vika'alti, Vitzalti, Vilakachti. There's taking us out of the bondage, and there's removing us from the suffering, and there's getting us out, and all of that was fine, but it's only worth it for Vilakachti. It's only worth it for the very end, when we're accepted as in a covenant with God through Matan Torah. If not for that moment, it's all meaningless. The world is a wedding, but so is the nature of our relationship with God. It is also a wedding. And that wedding is the Vilakachti. If we did not have that opportunity to bond with God at Sinai, if we didn't have that, it would all be for naught. It really does share with us an amazing perspective on what it is we need to be doing in life. We need to be working up towards making that special connection with God through our Torah and our Masim Tovim. Have a great day.